Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, Atlantis Paradise Island, the Aligo app, Bronze Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're going to talk about several things today, but first we're going to send a shout out and our condolences to the family of Kareem Hanna. Kareem worked at the National Insurance Board for many years. Then he most recently worked at Alive. He passed away yesterday suddenly. Not sure what the cause is yesterday morning, and it's a blow because he's a young guy, just a couple years older than me, right? And not sure what happened to him, but I guess that's immaterial at this point. What I want to do is send condolences out to his family, his friends, his Phi Beta Sigma fraternity brothers, all right? Want to send condolences out to them because he's going to be sorely missed. He was a great guy. Gregarious, always had a smile on his face, always had a positive attitude about things, all right? A family man. He's one of my cousin's best friends, right? He was just the usher at my cousin's wedding. So just a great person all around, and he'll be sorely missed. Such a helpful, like, go-getter. I called him a week before last to see if he had a contact for somebody at NIB. And he was like, well, tell me what you need. I was like, yeah, but you don't work there anymore. He's like, no, tell me what you need. I'll find out and I'll hit you back if I got the information, right? And so I didn't hear back from him, or maybe I missed the call, but nevertheless, he was just a great guy. And he will be truly, truly missed. Definitely, definitely gone too soon, all right? As young kids, too. It's crazy. Makes you really examine your own circumstance and figure out how you want to, like, squeeze the most out of life, you know? Because you don't know when you're going to go, right? Tomorrow's not promised. So you got to make each day your best one as best as you can, all right? So condolences again. Couple of things. My spies are informing me that we are definitely not having an election in August anymore. All right. We got the prime minister has abandoned that idea, I am told. And we are now going to try to just deal with what's in front of us, which is what we should have been bloody doing since April. But okay. Hey, 5,000 COVID cases later, 100 deaths later, right? But better late than never. Yeah, hospital packed, people dying because they can't get cancer treatment and surgeries and everything. But all right, let's just do that before election. Now, no election. Okay, great. All right. 5,000 between the date of the last Ministry of Health press conference, I have the number here, between the date of the last Ministry of Health press conference, I'm sorry, the previous Ministry of Health press conference on April 7th and last Friday when they had the second Ministry of Health press conference, There, we recorded 4,718 cases of COVID-19 between April 7th and yesterday. All right? We recorded 4,913 cases of COVID-19 from April 7th to Friday. We recorded 93 more COVID-19 deaths. However, in April, when I was saying we should have some restrictions, and y'all cussed me, remember this? In April, the Prime Minister and Renward Wells were saying that there's no need for tighter restrictions. I'm not blaming them for COVID. I'm not blaming them for people catching COVID. What I'm saying is something should have been done sooner. That's what I'm saying. All right? Something should have been done sooner. Something must be done. The doctors are burning out. They only human, you know. It's only so many times. Only so many times a doctor could look a person in the face a week and tell them your family member gonna die. Right? They ain't gonna make it. The nurses stretch thin. They work in extra shifts. One died recently. Five nurses have died, this year. You know, so again, kill this election talk unless you're going to just have a snap one week and that's it. You see, St. Lucia had an election. They got wiped out, right? Alan Chastanet, wiped out, right? So kill the election talk. Kill the campaign talk, too. What you going up in people's face for? Who need to see you right up and now? With the Rona raging. What is it? Also, why is Fred Mitchell sending out statements talking about we don't plan to follow the law and know that if you join us, you risk getting a ticket? Who does that? I see Brave Davis later, they retracted that statement, and Brave Davis put out a statement saying they will follow the law. Of course you need to follow the law. You, a political party, you were governor of the Bahamas for many years. You tell people don't follow the law. Doesn't make any sense. Yeah. 4,000. Where's my pen? Oh, Jesus, I hate when that happens. 4,718 cases between Ministry of Health press conferences. I don't have the Rona. I was eating peanuts. Calm down. That's over 3 months. 93 deaths between Ministry of Health press conferences. Over 3 months. The April 7th press conference, you gave us no contact tracing information, no information about clusters. Zilch. No information about where you see transmission occurring the most, nothing. The last press conference on Friday, exact same thing. So it has been a matter of many months since we have gotten any information as to clusters, as to contact tracing, as to quarantining, as to the comorbidities of those who have died. We've got nothing. So I'm keenly interested in what's going to happen tomorrow when he speaks. Now, my spies also tell me that we're not doing a hard lockdown. All right, which is fine. I was ready for one. A lot of people ain't. Understand? Yeah, I saw this. Jamaica did some measures. They're probably going to do that too. Yeah, do that here. Something got to be done. All right. Now, I don't know what sense your emergency order changes on Sunday made, but something must be done. To that effect, let's talk about what a phone, Playboy. You have the phone? I got it. And I'll leave and take the phone. They'll leave and come back. You know? Say spy, meaning Lang. No, man. No. Not Lang. Don't get Lang in that. I have my agents deeply embedded in the PLP and the FNM. Sleeper agents. I can activate at any time. All right? Feed me a steady, consistent flow of information. Don't get it confused. I've been at this for years. All right? I can keep repeating it. 4,718 cases between Ministry of Health press conferences. No ramping up of capacity. No contact tracing information, even though you said you were ramping up contact tracing efforts. All right? 4,718. Play that if you're morbid. Go play that. 93 deaths. All right? 93. Out of 282. So, something must be done. I'll tell you where to start. Well, let me deal with this first, right? So, I don't understand the rationale behind a lot of these emergency measures. Again, no one's given us any information, so how do we make decisions when we don't have information, right? How do we understand things when we don't have information? You close the spa, the movie theater can stay open. Now, Delton Fernander says that he has a problem with the order for the church to have an hour service. Now, I understand that. I don't understand why it's an hour. I don't get it. I don't get what informs that, right? However, he says the state cannot dictate to the church. That's what stuck with me, right? The state cannot dictate to the church. First of all, that's not true. You know it. You know you need to meet the requirements of all sorts of governing bodies in order to operate your church, in order to have the building there, in order to have lights in the building, X, Y, Z. You know that. You know that you are exempt from certain taxes because of the state. They don't got to do that, right? So, but let's go with what Delta Fernandez is saying. And before I go any further, let me say this. I think that the collective church in the Bahamas does a yeoman's job of taking care of the community, all right? They can't be expected to do it all. But they do play a big role in filling in the gap where the government and people's own personal circumstances won't allow them to properly take care of themselves. Church plays a big role in counseling people and in helping people's marriages and helping people's education and getting people out of trouble, fostering a sense of redemption and renewal in lives. So that I don't have a problem with the church, okay? Okay, I'm a Christian. I ain't one of these lion set like some of y'all who act like y'all don't have no flaws. But I have a problem with the church. But you say the state can't dictate to the church. I find that interesting. Because if the state can dictate to the church and the church and the state are separate, then why is the church up in all the government business? If the state can't dictate to the church, then why the church worried about marital rape? If the state can't dictate to the church, if the church and the state separate, then why the church worried about the marijuana laws? If the state and the church separate, why are you worried about the gay people? If the state and the church separate, why are you worried about the gambling referendum? So, since the state can't dictate to the church, so you say, and since I'm going to take that to mean the church can dictate to the state, because it can't just be one way. It got to go both ways. Then when things come up that don't directly concern the operation of the church, you should remain silent. Yes? Now, this directly affects the operation of the church. So I understand you speaking out. Now, you could be speaking out about other things, like the big, huge Church of God convention they had on Joe Farrington Road, where a bunch of people got COVID and quite a number of people died and caused a surge in hospitalizations. You could be talking about that, but you're talking about this, the one-hour service. Now, I don't get it. I don't get the one-hour service either, all right? If you could go to the movies for 3 hours, if you go to the gym for 3 hours, I don't get why you can't be in the church for more than an hour. I don't get it. Okay? However, you're talking about the state can't dictate to the church. The church is a part of all this, man. All right? People are getting sick at church, too. Realize what is going on. You got to have some restrictions. Now, restrictions should make sense. You got to do something. And I'm not saying Fernandez saying do nothing, unless you have a free-for-all. Right? Something got to be done. The state got to dictate to the church. The state got to protect public health. The state has to do what it has to do. Now, I think a lot of stuff it's done has been stupid. But you got to protect public health. That's what the government does. That's why we have traffic laws. You understand? For public health, that's why we have food standards. Right? This is what the government's supposed to do. Protect the well-being of the public. That's why we have police. So, next time something come up, like other government wanting to fly a particular flag around here, that don't have nothing to do with you. Okay? Let's keep that same energy flowing both ways. If you can't be dictated to, then stop dictating to the government. That's my view. Now, the thing don't make sense. I ain't saying it making sense. This says, okay. COVID death rate is literally 1.9% among unvaccinated people. I still ain't know what the big whoop is. Leave them Church of God people, man. They save. They save. Listen. Being saved ain't gonna save you from coronavirus. All right? It can save your soul. But Corona can come for your body. Know that. And a lot of the church people are older, have comorbidities. Y'all at risk. All right? So be careful, please. I know at least two people. I don't know them personally, but I could name them for you, but I won't. Two people who have died since attending that convention. I know personally very well another one who is dying in the hospital because she attended that convention. She attended the convention, got both her daughters sick and her daughter's children sick. One of her daughters had to be hospitalized with her, sweetest woman in the world. But she wanted to go, and she wanted to praise her God, right? And you know who allowed the convention, right? It was, a 5-day convention. Thousands of people. She wanted to go praise her God, and so her family said, okay, you ain't been nowhere in over a year, mommy. You know, because she didn't used to go anywhere. Her family would come and do everything. Right? So you ain't been nowhere in a year. You really want to do that? You go do that. She's now in hospital dying. All right? COVID-19 is real, people. All right? It's a real thing. Is it to where you want the skies fall, everybody lock up in your house and don't go outside? No. But don't let your guard down. And this talk, see, you talk about unvaccinated. That's part of the problem, too. The messaging, same thing with the CDC. That's why I don't listen to these people, right? What happened after the CDC come with, oh, you know, you take your mask off if you're vaccinated, you can hang out, that, right? You're shifting up now. Same message here, right? You're vaccinated, party on. Remember that? Party on. You're vaccinated. As if vaccinated people can't catch COVID-19. So let me tell you, Dr. Nakia Forbes said, without giving any specifics, the vast majority of people who are in hospital with COVID are unvaccinated. That's fine. However, the vast majority of Bahamians are unvaccinated. So, you know, I don't know where we're going with that. All right, we got a call. Let's take a call. That's fine. And then I'm gonna show you some vibes about why you can't let your guard down because you're vaccinated. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
My opinion today is I think the government has to do far more than the story. Okay?
Yeah.
every day we talk about the healthcare system, right? Mm-hmm. I don't feel like they're doing sufficient. Okay, that's just my opinion now. I think there's a lot more that they could do. Okay? Because they come on and they say how the hospital is overcrowded in a sense to scare people. And voices telling us what it is they're doing about it. Because ain't everybody who goes to that hospital for COVID. Some people go for other reasons, asthmatic or whatever, flu or pain or whatever, right?
Right.
And everyone just mixing up together. Some people who go in there for other reasons come out with COVID.
Yep.
Okay? Because they have to interact with people. They go in the restroom, they touching and whatever. Okay? So I think when this government show us taxpayers, because I think we're forgetting the tax money and what they come and ask us to pay increase off for these same reasons, health care and so forth, right? Mm-hmm. When they show us they're serious enough to, and they could do some stuff, you know, they could sit down with the health care people like Dr. Sands, Forbes, and CMO, or they could sit down with these people and try to find ways to solve this problem if that's the only hospital, right? Mm-hmm. And if it's so crowded, just how they use doctors and these other private entities to do these COVID testing and stuff. Why you can't use these to host health care? Or have another facility, another place to utilize these clinics, you know?
Yeah.
It's just piling everybody up one place.
Well, they my thought would have been since last year they would have sought to outfit a facility other than PMH. Now, where you can find a doctors and nurses, that's another question. But I would sought to outfit a facility other than PMH to deal with COVID, to just deal with COVID and let the rest of what's going on with PMH deal with PMH. Now, I know resources are a challenge, doctors, nurses. But if the nurses leave in, like, pay the nurses more, right? You spend $65 million on the hotel in Grand Palma, the AC, pay the nurses more. All right? Let's take the phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
Beautiful as always. Still living in the best country in the world with a dollar equal to the U.S. You know, there's no solution that I'm hearing, but I'm sure tomorrow we will be brought a solution. And I'm sure it'll sound something like this. We've invited Samaritan's Purse to set up a field hospital where you can operate. And we're going to set up one of these on the major islands and one of these in the capital. And I don't know where. You can pick somewhere, the center of the island, maybe Gladstone Road or the mall, the town center mall's parking lot. We're going to invite some of the best doctors to come from our country. And when we have maxed them out, we will bring some from Cuba or wherever. And we're going to calm down this corona. We're going to stockpile it with medicines because I saw what Samaritan's Purse brought. And I won't list those medicines, but we're going to make sure we could treat people so they don't expire. We're going to put a ventilator in each one of these facilities. One in Bimini for sure was a tragic. My very good friend Jeff Davis' family passed away because no ventilator in Bimini. And that's the gateway to the U.S. One, why would you open up a country to tourism that is not fully vaccinated to tourists that you would let come here and go and travel about the country without masks? And then you would say there's two pandemics, one for the people that have been vaccinated and one for the others. I don't understand. Do you see this being executed with any kind of sense?
I don't have a problem with the tourists coming. I have a problem with the tourists not being tested.
Sure. We should have done masks.
We need the tourism. We need them. We need it.
Of course we need money. Remember last Easter, you and I had to stay in our house for 5 days?
Yep.
And at the end of that period, we were the first country that I know of to have had no new cases of corona. We could have bubbleized, put our country in a bubble. We could have borrowed, as we did anyway. We could have turned tourism around so when it opened up in 2025 or this year, we would have been prepared. We would have improved our medical facilities. Instead, I put it to you, unless they show me what they did, we did nothing. People out in the rain. You see a few of those Samaritan tents would solve the problem. And they're willing. Billy Graham's son's very willing to help the Bahamas. He loves the Bahamas. He comes here and fishes. So I cannot understand. And I have an opposition. Please come with a plan on what you would do. Don't bat. You know what I hate, Juan? I'm going to leave you with this. I hate when I keep Juan ain't no good, and you say Graham ain't no good, and you're showing slander and smear guard. But you know what the people want? Juan, start a party and give the solutions, bro. You'll win all 39 seats. You have a good day.
Okay, I ain't starting no party, and I ain't providing no solutions unless I got some data to try to help with. All right? We got enough political parties in this country. We got enough people in this country who aspire to governance to run this country properly. I can do my show. Okay? This says, what are the protocols at the morgue when in a situation where they have reached maximum capacity? Can the government carry out funerals and cremations like they did with the victims of Dorian? Where do they put the overflow? How long will the morgue hold bodies for before the law and government takes control? And at whose expense? Those are really good questions. I need to seek to get to some of the answers. Good afternoon, sir. Why is there no talk about different types of treatment for COVID besides vaccine, like zinc and other pills that work well against COVID? Now, I listed some treatments about... Hang on. Says, hi there, you smart guy. Juan, you think they're going to lock the borders down? What do you think? Be safe. No, my information's coming that there's not going to be any hard lockdown. So that's my information. Juan, two straight, maybe four, F and M. Yeah, that's the problem. You worried about election. Says, Juan, I'm sorry to hear about your friend. Death is weird. I still don't understand it. After 10 years, it's like you could go around the corner and talk to the person. Anyway, it's coming for all of us in some way. Yeah, death will come for us all. No doubt. Right? But I try and hang on as long as I can. Juan, you know the signs were there for March. All I have to say is Disney just announced a cruise ship coming here in August. We can take the position that we don't know if the tourists bring in the virus, but I suggest that they take the side of caution and start exercising extreme control over the mass movement of visitors over the border. I don't think regular travel is a big issue. It's the exponential increase that appears to be the problem. Well, I can't tell you what the problem is, Ren. We'll be able to say it's independence celebrations. So, it says, great show as usual. You think the PM will bless us with the mini 2-week lockdown or the deluxe package lockdown for 16 weeks? I understand there's no lockdown coming. That's my information. All right. Well, what movies be on for 3 hours? You're going to watch Lord of the Rings, eh? The movie's 2 hours, usually. Well, that movie, I saw that day, was over 2 hours. Black Widow. And, you know, you got to get your snacks and all this. Although I was sitting in the VIP. I won't be up. See, everybody, oh, yeah, if you're vaccinated, party. All right, party on. Go party. Y'all party, right? Stay away from me. Says we all need to stop living in fear, 99% recovery rate. We've allowed mass media to influence our thoughts. We're literally in fear of the word cases. The fact is we will have to live with COVID, so let's do the things we need to do to facilitate that. In my view, this is about control, not vaccines or anything else. Our freedoms are being taken away. In a generation or less, the norm will be going inside before 7 p.m. Well, I hear you, 99% recovery rate. Yes, okay, yes. I think it's a touch less than that here. And I do hear you. Not everybody's going to die from COVID-19. However, the problem is some people will die from COVID-19. And yes, people do die. But compounding that is that the hospitals are being overwhelmed with patients who need treatment for COVID-19, therefore blocking access to people who need treatment for things other than COVID-19. And those people are dying. All right? So I hear you. You don't like to acknowledge that COVID-19 is a fearful thing out there, but the impact of it is real. All right? The impact of it is real. Now, I don't like all this control of civil liberty stuff either, but I understand public health measures. Because if I have a problem, I won't be able to go to the hospital. All right. We got a phone call? Do a phone call. Let me go take a break. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
Hey, afternoon. Nope, we lost him. All right. One more call and then we got to take a break. This got to be a quick call. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, Vaughn. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's happening, my brother?
I am great. Just battling with the hard sun. But God is good. That's all I can say. God is good. Vaughn, I haven't taken you down in some deep waters for a very, very long time. So I urge you to put on your your swimsuit, your diving suit, your fins, and your tank.
Okay, I gotta take a break here now, so this can be a long thing, or
no. It doesn't just actually engage me for about a minute. Just let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long was Mr. Minnis has been the competent authority that you can remember?
Since March, last March.
Last March.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you were on the radio, right? You in particular, right, was saying that you have persons, you know, doctors who are willing to assist. You have persons who, private doctors who maybe they can get access to the vaccine. Well, automatically, if they can get it, then automatically you got to pay to get it. Lots of behemoths don't mind paying for it. Okay, that's one. How many, you got the DNA, I can put in a plug for you today, Ms. Marinda Kamalafi, who has a very good, intelligent doctor. You have Dr. Michael Darville, you have Dr. Lindbergh Brown, you have Dr. Melissa Evans, you have a lot of doctors throughout this Commonwealth of the Bahamas who was offering to assist, who was offering to give their input as professional doctors. Now, what I want to ask you, why is it that everyone in this, lots of persons in this country, in particular who's supporting this government, don't want to admit that Mr. Minnis dropped the ball on this big time? Because when you were on the radio telling people, oh, you have private, you know, people who are willing to help, did anyone ever call Vaughn Show? Did anyone ever contact you from the Ministry of Health? No. So at the end of the day, all I'm saying to you, Mr. McCartney, whatever we find ourselves in from March, when this Mr. Minister as the competent authority, blame him. When people are out there trying to help, blame him. Everything behaving people, blame
you
him.
You can't blame him for all this.
No, sir.
No, sir. You can't blame him for all this. People have to practice personal responsibility.
Yeah, I understand all of that. But what I'm saying to you, Mr. McCartney, when you had assistance, when you had help, who people were offering help, the hardest thing to find in the world is people who can offer help. All right, you got some people who go offer help. They ain't want no stipend. They ain't want no money. They just want to help. When you were on the radio and other persons was asking to help, what happened? Now here he find himself in a spider web, trying to figure out what he can say tomorrow. What could he possibly say tomorrow to satisfy the average poor person or the average person in this country who don't have nothing? What could he say? Lockdown again? You can't lock down again. You got the tourists here. What could he possibly say, Mr. McCartney, to give you some sort of peace or relief within your heart?
I couldn't tell you, my brother. I got to take a break. Listen, every country in the world have COVID-19. Yes, even the, like, except Iceland, maybe, I don't know, or Greenland, I don't know, one of them inhabited one. Every country on earth has COVID-19. While the prime minister has messed some stuff up, you cannot, in good conscience, blame this man for all that is going on with COVID-19. Jamaica's experienced a surge in cases. The USA is experiencing a surge in cases. What I'm saying, though, is that it should not be 3 months and 4,718 cases between Ministry of Health press conferences where we still don't understand where the clusters are. All right. So I in no way could I blame Hubert Minnis for what is happening, what has happened since March. He's made quite a number of missteps. But the fact that COVID-19 is spreading is not on him. All right. We got to go to a break. Nah, he should have done something in April. I can say that. When he was acting all cavalier about it. But I ain't gonna blame you. I'm just saying you should have acted sooner. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Al- Alago is here to help local companies boost their bottom line. If you own a business, join Alago and let us help you get people in your stores. ShopAlago.com has 2,000 website visitors daily, and you can list your business for free. Alago is the local online coupon hub where shoppers find weekly deals and discounts. It's where your business should be. Visit ShopAlago.com. That's Shop, A-L-L-I-G-O.com to list your business for free today.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
Did you know that $5 can get you delicious combos fit for a king? Well, it can, but only at Burger King Nassau. Not only is the big in-flavor flame-grilled Whopper Jr. combo you love available for just $5, but now you can enjoy a crispy chicken junior sandwich topped with bacon plus fries and a drink for only $5 as well. At Burger King Nassau, you get to choose between a chicken BLT or flame-grilled beef in two great combos that include fries and a drink for only $5, including VAT. Value has a new home at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. Let's deal with some of your text messages. I'm going to talk to you about breakthrough cases around the world, too, but then the narrative that, anyway. Juan, you better preach about church and state. Unfortunately, if you look at the leadership of the Bahamas Christian Council, they simply want more control and make the Bahamas more theocratic. We see this in the issues they always speak on and ones they fail to, issues of justice and equity, which Jesus talked about a lot. Don't get me wrong, I like Dalton Fernander, all right? Mario Moxie, Lyle Bethel, I love those guys. But I'm saying, though, like, you know, I'm just saying, if the state ain't supposed to dictate to you, then you should stop dictating, trying to dictate to the state. 1 minute's got your blood pressure up today. Yeah, and him. I tell you, you're getting cut out when you yell in the mic. Sound like you're listening to Wheezy rapping with the cutouts. Maybe it's a mic overload or something. I don't know. I'm not blaming the prime minister, okay? Must make that perfectly clear. What I'm saying is, though, something should have been done sooner. And I think that's perfectly fair to say. All right? Says, hey, Juan, don't be trying to mess with our little movie going now. The church on its own. Yeah, I mean, I'm like, and to the caller, the text who says living in fear, like, I'm not living in fear. I just went to the movies on Saturday. I plan to take my kids this coming Saturday. So, could we have had better leadership during this pandemic? So it wouldn't have been quite this bad. You could argue that, right? But I can't blame this man for everyone else's behavior. I can't. Not in good conscience. Mm. This says, good afternoon, Juan. I saw on the news that states in the U.S. are beginning to make mandatory either vaccinations or weekly testing, which is probably why testing is free in the U.S. along with vaccination. Why is the government so hell-bent on not providing free testing? No country requires a health PCR after presenting a negative test. Why is the government charging for a health visa which isn't supported by any logic or science to show the health visa? Okay. This says, are there any deaths that are not COVID-related? Yeah, man, all kind of death. Says, what you need more than 1 hour in church for anyway? God everywhere. You may not need more than 1 hour in church. Fine, but explain to me why that only applies to the churches, is what I'm trying to say. You could have a wedding with 30 people for as long as you want, but you can't be in the church for more than an hour. I don't get it. All right. Well, the people you said died, do you know for sure how many of them were vaccinated? Because I have seen where the vaccinated are dying more than the unvaxxed. I haven't seen that, but the two people I know of, they said they were unvaccinated. Well, the CDC is ridiculous. We must start forming our own boards, doing our own assessments, and stop being completely guided by these broad stroke organizations. Did you notice that the CDC admitted that the RT-PCR test can differentiate between COVID and the flu? The CDC has admitted it, but we just gloss over it like it's insignificant. I got to go read up on that. I didn't see that. It says, there's nothing wrong with wanting to go in church and praise God and fellowship. The problem is when people think that they can jam up and roll all over each other and still be okay because God will protect them. Jesus say, don't tempt God. I don't get the 1 hour either, but they had it coming. They need to follow the safety protocols like the rest of us. Shame on them. And yes, I'm a Christian too. Good day, Juan. Pull up Romans 13, 1 and 2. It states the church must obey the government of the land, for it says God sets up governments. It says, good afternoon, Juan. Great show. The Ministry of Health press conference was disappointing, to say the least. I expected to hear something new, such as free mandatory testing for all persons, whether vaccinated or not. Testing to take place every 21 days, a national quarantine center manned by medical professionals and defense force officers to host all positive and asymptomatic persons. That's going to be a lot. It's over 1,000. Good afternoon, Juan. There are people sick in the hospital with COVID who've had the vaccine, too. That may be. That may be. Hey, Juan, did the election get called yet? Because David said the election bill was going to be run last week. My understanding was they intended to. Juan, since your sources indicate there won't be a lockdown, then what could the PM possibly say? If it's any additional restrictions, why do we need a national address? Yeah, I don't know why we need this big, you know, hold our breath till the national address comes. Just say what it is, you know what I mean? Jamaica just recently tightened its curfew. They got a 3 p.m. curfew on Sunday and national holidays. Then Jamaicans say it into that at all. And an 8 p.m. curfew at during the weekdays. It says, you know, every country is experiencing a surge at the same time because every country play and follow the leader. What one do, all do, so all getting the same results. We should have never allowed 13,000 visitors to enter this country in 1 week without testing, without masks, and told them that they could party as they please. This is common sense. Minnis doesn't appear to have any. We're going to die as a country if the F&M Council doesn't call a convention. Yikes. It says, Juan, it all rests on the leader, whether directly or indirectly, to allow vaccinated visitors to come in untested, just pay for the travel visa, and to say, if you're vaccinated, carry on as usual. He didn't know that some doctors were saying that vaccinated can still catch COVID and pass it on. I mean, that was not a wise move, right? But I ain't gonna blame the man for all of the COVID. It just ain't fair, right? You can't say that, right? If I can't blame the man if 300 of y'all won't go to a funeral, all right? And breed up all over each other and have junk in the rush. I can't blame the man for that. All right? I can't blame the man if he say no social gathering and you all having party and thing. I can't blame this man. Right? So I can't. Now, in terms of our tourists, our vaccinated tourists possibly infecting unvaccinated Bahamians, that is a distinct possibility, and we do not know. And I think that was a mistake. All right? I can't blame this man for all of y'all. 50 of y'all want to be up in the bar. I must blame him? Now, certain things he should have done better, but, you know, I got to be fair now. All right. It says, Juan, this is all about leadership, personal and political. Individuals need to take responsibility and adhere to the protocols. Politically, we need better leadership. Agreed. Poor policy decisions led us to this point, from a mini hospital closed in Exuma to how we decided to spend money on sidewalks as opposed to be building capacity to encourage gatherings via campaigning to lack of enforcement. All right. But yeah, let's break for news, and we'll come back after the break. Deal with some more of this.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution. Okay, so during the news break, I looked up the CDC abandoning the RT-PCR test. The CDC is discontinuing emergency use authorization for the PCR test, but it is not because it cannot differentiate between SARS-CoV-2 and influenza. That's wrong. I don't know what you guys read. That's incorrect. This test is being abandoned because, let me see what this is from the CDC. The CDC is screw up a lot now, I ain't gonna lie, but still, I put something on them today and on them. This says that the CDC decided to end the use of its PCR test at the end of 2021. Because of the availability of commercial options for clinical diagnosis of SARS-CoV-2, including multiplexed and high-throughput options. Although the CDC 2019 Novel Coronavirus Real-Time PCR Diagnostic Panel met an important unmet need when it was developed and deployed and has not demonstrated any performance issues, the demand for this test has declined with the emergence of other higher-throughput and multiplexed assays. The CDC is encouraging public health laboratories to adopt the CDC influenza SARS-CoV-2 flu SE2 multiplex assay to enable continued surveillance for both influenza and SARS-CoV-2, which will save both time and resources for public health laboratories. So what the CDC is saying is that there are now better technologies that can check for SARS-CoV-2 and influenza that they would prefer you to use, because their emergency test only detected SARS-CoV-2. I don't know how y'all be processing information out here, but I that became clear to me very quickly reading the story. So no, yeah, you're not gonna get me on board with that. They can't tell the difference between SARS and the flu. All right, now, we talked before the break about blame, right? So, and I heard Seth blame, because that's all y'all could do is go, oh, McCartney blaming the bro. No, that's not what I'm saying. However, the problem is what has been conveyed by leadership. While we had an explosion of cases between one press conference and another press conference, we weren't being communicated with properly. While we were having an explosion of cases, the leadership acted as if things were just par for the course. In fact, restrictions were loosened. All right? When we had a policy as of May 1st allowing vaccinated people to come to the Bahamas without being tested, that maybe has something to do with what we have seen. So there is something to be said about where your leadership has gotten us, but I'm not going to blame this man for everybody's behavior. It's just not fair. Now, another thing you did wrong. You want to call? I got my information. Anyway, call. That's fine. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
A pleasant good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
This your boy, Sparky. Now,
I know it's Sparky. Yeah, I know.
But on a day like today, I'm one. This one of them days, I hope you reach to it like that. This one of them days when my son today, Kishna, your old school friend's brother, is 27 years old today. So I just calling in to wish my son, Kadar Vincent Fountain, a happy 27th birthday on the 27th day of July 2021 in the year of the pandemic and whatever else we going through. I done take him to the new palm tree and I done treat him and his friends to lunch. And one, I done carry him out and buy his six pack of things.
Well, good for you. Happy birthday
to
you,
son. Now he on his own, not enjoy the rest of his day. So to my son, Kadar Vincent Fountain, your daddy saying happy birthday. Now y'all can talk politics because I don't care about nothing else today. Other than my son's birthday. I love you, son. Have a good one.
One FNM, two straight, man. The young people ain't into Brave and Fred. I think they should consider bringing back Christy with this COVID. We could get the Christy shuffle from the PLP. I see. Anyone, I have my wedding planned for Saturday. For the life of me, I can't see why we can't have the wedding with everyone tested beforehand or only vaccinated guests. This 30-count stipulation is stupid. I don't get the 30 either, but hey, I don't make the rules. Good day one, wedding is inside. Church is inside. No, you can have a wedding inside. You can have a wedding inside a church. According to the latest emergency order. You just can only have 30 people. This says, boy one listening to DeWitt, it seems as though the PLP plan is to blame the FNM when people catch the virus. Just blame Innes and the FNM. The world catch the virus, and they still want to blame Innes and the FNM. Very sad what we have fell to mindset-wise. It says 52 menciones and alone about a field hospital from the break. 52 mentioned about a field hospital from the break. He spoke on the misuse of the PCR test over and over. Listen, the PCR test can distinguish SARS-CoV-2, okay? They're banning it because more tests have come out that can test for multiple things, which is going to save time. That's now y'all believe whatever you wish to believe, but do not expect me to come along with you in the absence of facts. All right? Believe whatever, believe the great spaghetti monster, knock yourself out. Don't look to me to help you with that. I can't. Well, Juan, they blame Mr. Christie. It's not about the blame game. It's about how poorly Minnis handle the people's needs. He said it's the people's time, but I asked myself, which people, sir? People are dying. Keep us in prayer, sir. It says, whatever 50 Cent wants to take, I will take. What? The rapper? Is that your that's your guide now? In the club? If the MPs truly value we the public beyond our ability to elect them, why haven't all of them sacrificed some of their huge salaries to the needy during this pandemic? Since they didn't want us gathering in confined spaces, why the need for constituency offices? That money could also be used for the needy and homeless. I don't know who donated or gave or what. I don't know. Good afternoon, Juan, and peace to the nation. It really don't matter to me how the fire got started. If I'm in the building, I will try to get out and help others if I'm able to. It's our responsibility to protect ourselves and others if we can, because right now the heathens and hypocrites are raining condemnation on everybody and anything except themselves. It says, please let the Prime Minister know that we did not cause this COVID-19 disease. The Bahamian people did not do this. It started in China. We should not have the paper test. We should not have to pay for tests. Okay. Hey, Juan, the CDC is expected to announce today, even if you're fully vaccinated, recommends you still wear a mask. Don't know what the competent authority is speaking about when he says the pandemic of the unvaccinated. I'm glad you brought that up, but let me go to the phone calls first. See, that's the CDC again, flip-flopping. But I ain't going to say that the CDC is saying it can't tell the difference between SARS-CoV-2 and influenza, like it's mistaken flu for SARS-CoV-2. That's not the case. This is, Juan, I said that yesterday. The CDC never said there was an issue with the test. They indicated more cost-effective methods as the factor for moving away from it. We appear to have a national issue with data analysis and reading comprehension. We do. Apparently so. I got that in less than 10 minutes, reading the releases from the CDC. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Fairly well.
All right.
I want to pick up on two things you mentioned yesterday.
Yep.
First of all, your singing. I appreciate you being a good dad connected to your daughter. Secondly, you mentioned in terms of you mentioned about getting her in line for an Olympic sport, and you said perhaps volleyball. But I just want you to know that volleyball is just as rigid and hectic as football and those other games, you know, and those other sports.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Volleyball is not I know a couple of the people who played on the national volleyball team.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and they're in top shape.
Right.
All right.
CDC is American based.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I understand that America has about 4% of the world's population.
Yeah, something like that.
Right. And they were mentioning also that the FDA that will give approval of a drug versus authorization. The difference between the two, authorization and approval. The FDA is like the gold standard, so they say, in America, to approve a drug. I'm saying that to say that this whole COVID thing, I've had some mixed messages across the world, especially in England, where they had they reversed all the restrictions. People waited at midnight to go into the bars or the dance and whatever, you know, the clubs. So it's a mixed bag, and it's very contradictory and confusing. Not to say that first ought not to be safe. Even the message about those who are vaccinated, I encountered someone who was vaccinated, and they were very comfortable of being in company of others who were not wearing masks. They or others should not wear masks because a person is vaccinated. So sometimes we need to really have clear communication as it is right now globally.
Yeah.
I wanted to know regarding your comments about the different press conferences, the interval between the two press conferences,
mm-hmm.
what transpired between the two press conferences. What would intermittent press conferences would have done differently to lower the infection and the death?
For a couple of things, I believe, actually, that could have helped. So, firstly, if the absence of a press conference by the Ministry of Health, since we were used to such regular briefings, for over three months, gives the general feeling to the public that this is not an issue that is as critical as it was, and therefore people get more relaxed, okay? Also, as these cases piled up, we did not implement tighter restrictions. We didn't hear from the Ministry of Health saying that they were needed. We heard Nakia Forbes talking about it, which last I checked, she works for the government, but hey, it would have allowed us to better understand the severity of the situation that we are in, and the hospital hopefully would not have been as bad.
Okay. Yeah. So in other words, but the report...
And we didn't get any information about contact tracing. We didn't get any information about clusters, about... You know what I mean? We didn't know where the spread was really happening.
But the daily report or the weekly report were ongoing.
Yeah, that's fine, but that's okay. not the same thing as...
Because I know you're a person of reason and logic, you know, that's why I was double-checking, you know. I myself like to go behind the statement and behind the question.
I hear you, right?
Yes, sir.
But after April 7th, we asked the Prime Minister and the Minister of Health, as the cases were spiking, this had been happening since April, right? Well, before April, but April had really started, you know. We asked them if more restrictions would be needed. They said no. Mm-hmm. We asked them because the case numbers were climbing at a more rapid rate. They said no. And they kept campaigning and acting as if, like, hey, things are manageable and it's okay and there's no problem. So that's my issue. The behavior telegraphs certain things. It says, good day, Juan. Clint mentioned on his show last night what I asked you last week. Why aren't we importing the over-the-counter cocktail to give to those in hospitals or those who are not admitted but tested positive? I'll have to look up that information. This says, I warn you, if people sending wrong information about Dr. Fauci losing a case in court, that the vaccines are no good. This is very sad. I had both of mine. But this is why people are hesitant and dying. It says, I do blame Minnis for the three spikes and the 200-plus deaths we've experienced as a result. You put the people dead on the man, eh? July 2020, botched opening. Well, yeah, he did botch that. March 2021, failure to detect an act. And then July 2021, insufficient protection against tourists. I think your timeline a little off. Like this, what are you saying? Anyway, okay. This says one word from him and results could have been way different. A sensible, analytical man would have made better choices considering the Bahamas' unique environment. That's the basis on which I'm blaming him. I don't have any more chances to give him. That's fine. You could blame him. You could blame him. I don't put all this on him. There are certain things that he could have done differently that could have ameliorated some of this, but it ain't like the man did nothing, you know? So you can't say that, because I for one, had a problem with a lot of the restrictive measures, but you can't say the man ain't do nothing to try to stop it. It says, so that means PCR test prices should drop from U.S. suppliers and we can get them more cheaply, so local prices should eventually drop and we can finally do mass testing. Hey, you make a good point. That's a good way to look at it. Do the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Monday.
Yeah, you're on the air, sir.
Yes. Good day. Hello, brother Juan.
Yeah.
Whole bunch of days. Let me see if I can run through them real quick.
Okay.
Yes, I definitely blame Prime Minister Minnis for the situation that's going on and how it could have been much, much better handled.
Mm-hmm. Hold on 1 second. Now, DeWitt say he blaming him for all of it. So I'm saying I am blaming him for all of it. That's all I'm saying. But this situation could have been handled much better. You're correct. Go ahead.
Yes, could have been handled much better. The July situation with the opening, yeah. All we had, I think we were down to like 6 or 9 cases. So all you had to do was take those people and isolate them and give them like, say, 3 weeks or a month. And by then, they would have either died off or they would have gotten better. And I'm not saying died off to be cruel, but they say there's no cure. So either you die, you get better, right?
Right.
That's that. Now, with the whole vaccine issue, my thing on that, it really bothers me to the point that they said this thing that does it causes blood clots. Bennett said it, CDC said it. What's her name? The health doctor, Nikita Forbes. They all say this thing causes blood clots. Matter of fact, her wording: minor blood clots. Nothing is minor blood clots. There's one blood clot that can cause a brain aneurysm. One blood clot can cause a heart attack that can kill you. One blood clot could cause a stroke that can permanently paralyze or kill you. That's nothing to play with. For a disease that, from all indications so far, seems like if you do get it, you have a 99, well, you have a very, very high, high chance of surviving this disease without a vaccine. So here it is now. You're forcing me to choose between taking this thing that's going to give me blood clots, by the way, and it still doesn't stop the disease anyway.
I don't have a deadlier strain
of COVID out there, which means the vaccine that you designed for the first strain that doesn't stop that, I must trust that, stop the deadlier second strain. And again, the thing comes with blood clots that's going to kill me. You want to push me to get that?
I got
to
cut you off, man. I appreciate you, but you're giving out some misinformation there, okay? The vaccine, okay, has caused rare instances of blood clots, okay? Now, if that's a risk you don't want to take, perfectly understandable. But I can't allow you to talk about the vaccine's going to give you blood clots and kill you. I have taken the AstraZeneca vaccine. I have not gotten blood clots and flopped out, okay? I can't countenance that. I'm sorry. All right? If you want to look at it another way, say it's a risk, then fine, and you choose not, that's fine, but we're not going to be repeating that the vaccine kills you, because, you know, come on. All right, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McGovern. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm great. How's it going?
I'm good, good. Mr. McGovern, when it comes down to this blame game thing, you remember when those guys was in the House of Assembly fluffing up the Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Praising him for all of the good things and this, that, and next thing. Now things get bad now. It's blame the Bahamian people.
It's blame the Bahamian people, yes.
See, that's why people ain't taking him serious, you know, because when things go good, it's him. When things go bad, it's us. That's why people ain't taking him serious. And their supporters, they be online calling everyone the average, this, that, the next thing. I say, this political thing, that's why we divided the way we are, you know.
Yep.
They divide this country so much between nonsense like that. When it's good, it's just good doctor. What they say? What's the slogan? It's a good thing we have a doctor in charge. When it's good, it says good thing we have a doctor in charge. When it's bad, it's your bad people.
Well, I take your point. So to the extent that I say I ain't gonna blame the man, I also will say this. Y'all was clout chasing, talking about it was because of y'all that things were doing better. So whose fault is it now that
correct.
Things are bad?
Correct.
Because okay? Here's Mr. Bami.
I don't like the blame game thing, but they really need to stop this blame game thing, because that's why we're in the situation we are right now.
This is the F&M poster, right? Good leadership brought COVID numbers down. That's what they posted on the
Facebook.
Yeah. F&M poster. COVID down, crime down. We're doing better under good leadership. So why are we doing the way we are now then?
Wow. So right now, whose fault is it now?
Right. Well, I ain't going to do the, you know, blame everybody.
That's why I say they need to stop this blame game thing. When would we else need to slow down? We need to speak to the people and stop shouting at the people. We need to take a chill pill and just ease up. You remind me of your boy who you blogged the other day from calling, because he tried to say everything in 1 minute. Mm-hmm. When would we else just shout at you all the time? And that's it. Shout. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I find it's off-putting. Yeah.
Anyway, Mr. McCartney, have a good day.
All right. Thanks a lot. So, listen. I'm going to say I'm not going to blame you for everything, but when you was looking for credit and clout, you was quick to take it, right? And assign to yourself credit for the reduction in COVID cases. So I guess you're just going to have to deal with it if somebody won't put it on you for the explosion in COVID cases. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. McGovern.
Hey, how's it going, bro?
Yeah, I'm not going to blame the PM for everything, right? But at least about 80%, 90%.
Because
some of the mindless protocols and just unscientific just mandates with no data. You know, like you could use data to answer certain questions.
Right.
And so
I don't think he's handled it well by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, the text who texts about me and the PCR test and the field hospital. But what happened is, I don't know if they really understand what I was saying, you know. I didn't discredit the PCR test. Coming out of Dr. Fauci's mouth and just learning, right, and reading, right? The PCR test does not show infectiousness, Mr. McCartney. I've been saying this for over almost a year and a half now on the radio. Coming from Dr. Sam Bailey, Dr. Dolores Cahill, Mike Eden, Wolf, that's a lot of doctors. I just don't get the point across. The point is, if the threshold is more than 35, Dr. Fauci is saying that there's no viral loads, so the poison is not infectious. So the fact that on the CDC website and the WHO website, they have where they're running cycle thresholds of 37 to 40 just to get a positive. And the, if you really read the article why they revoked the PCR, it's not just for the one reason. Of course, you can recognize it's too sensitive. And so if you look on the CDC website, you'll see in 2019 and the early part of 2020, they had misdiagnosed cases for COVID and the flu and vice versa.
Yeah, they did have problems with the rollout of the
what
test.
What I'm saying is PCR test, let me explain to you the flaws with it. It picks up dead viral particles. So even if you recovered and you're not infectious, it picks it up, it amplifies it, and it goes the cycle threshold, and it says it's positive because they're running the cycle threshold too high. They're manipulating it by carrying the cycle thresholds, which is a thermocycle, heat and cool. Now, the difference between the RNA and the DNA is that the DNA has four amino acids, so you'll see ATC and G. And with the RNA, you see ATC, G, and U, which will mean the uracil. They use the primer in the PCR test to get rid of the uracil. So what happens is they're not going to tell you this. The FDA had approved for months now, numerous nucleic amplification tests. There are seven nucleic amplification tests. I'm familiar with a few. One that I know right off the top of my head is one they call the TMA, transcription-mediated amplification, and another one is isothermal amplification and endonucleus amplification reaction. That's seven. So that's why they're licensing it, because they realize they can get the same results cheaper and faster. So that's why I'm saying they're actually manipulating the PCR test because of the cycle threshold. Those other tests do not have cycle thresholds. I saw a case study. Mr. McCartney, if I look at a DNA printout, I can tell where the mutations are from just looking at the biomarkers. You know, I'm not someone that's calling these talk shows to just hear push hard air. You know, I did science up to a certain level, so I understand this. And so the caller who called before me, some of the medications are breaching the blood-brain barrier, but of course the breakthrough cases points towards viral immune escape and antibody dependent enhancement, Mr. McCartney. But this is what it is with the PCR test. If you gotta go and investigate these things, man. 52 ain't just calling the AM stuff. I don't gain nothing from calling, you know. Have a good day, brother.
Okay, my brother. Take another call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there?
Yeah, right now.
Hey, how's it going?
The breakthrough cases. The people that who got vaccinated but got still get COVID afterwards.
Right.
And that the Nikia Forbes said about a week or two ago, so we had a small percentage of folks that suffered from breakthrough cases and died. But yesterday, in the interview on Friday, she said she's happy to report that we had nothing.
Now, I didn't see the one then? 2 weeks ago.
Or was she lying on Friday?
I didn't see the one 2 weeks ago.
You didn't see the one in the newspaper?
About several vaccinated people that died? No, I'll have to research that. Yeah, but I did hear her on Friday for certain. It says, Juan, you said you wasn't taking the AstraZeneca vaccine. Yeah, you did take it, purely your choice. But to say the vaccine's only caused a few cases is not real. You'll see in short order the truths are coming out because any negative stuff caused by the vaccine is swept under the table. Well, listen, you have to bring me data. So here's how my brain works, right? And I just figured all adults function this way. If you give me data to further bolster your case, I can opt to change my position. All right? So with Delta variants, all right, and all these, also the vaccine passport and all this other stuff like that, right? You can, and you show me the data and you go, look, here's how many people took it, here's how many cases, whatever we reported. Now, you're saying stuff is swept under the rug. Now, if you can't show me, then I got to go with the data that's been presented to me, right? Now, the vaccines carry risks. I'm not saying that. All right? But I took it, and I know many people who took it, and they didn't get blood clots. They didn't flop out and die. All right? So just inform yourself. It's a personal choice, but inform yourselves about what you're getting into with good information. All right? Let's go to the... No, we don't have to go to the break yet. We go to break after these. Oh, you want to go to break now? Yeah, okay, let's take a break. We'll be back.
There's only one way to have a better morning.
How?
Start your mornings the best way with our 2 for $6 breakfast sandwiches at Wendy's. For a limited time, choose any two of your favorite breakfast sandwiches, including the fresh Kraken Sack Muffin, honey buttermilk chicken biscuit, double sausage muffin, or the sausage egg and cheese biscuit. Wash it all down with our cold brew shake or coffee. Better mornings always start at Wendy's. Wendy's, different inside and out. Excludes airport locations.
Allego is here to help local companies boost their bottom line. If you own a business, join Allego and let us help you get people in your stores. ShopAllego.com has 2,000 website visitors daily, and you can list your business for free. Allego is the local online coupon hub where shoppers find weekly deals and discounts. It's where your business should be. Visit ShopAllego.com. That's Shop, A-L-L-I-G-O.com to list your business for free today.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. Someone did send me an article saying that, I do remember this now, it was 3 weeks ago. Nikia Forbes said that 1 or 2% of the people who were in hospital had one dose of the vaccine. Yep. It got sick and died. Now, on Friday, I recall her saying that there were very few vaccinated people in the hospital. Now, whether she said fully vaccinated or not, I have to go back and check. But I think the point she's trying to make here is that the amount of people who even were protected when they had one dose was significant, I guess. So I can't say that she's lying about anything. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Good afternoon, Warren.
I guess we're not going to get to the breakthrough there.
Hello?
That's fine. Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Hey, Warren, now, beach Monday or not? You think Minnesota's going to close beach down? I think so.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think so. You can close the beach down for Monday, August Monday. Now, I've been studying Minnesota's personality as Minister of Health, obviously, as now. He's having the worst time of his life. This virus is forcing him to think, to be the leader, and I know he's not having fun, having to make critical decisions and don't make somebody don't like a group make it for him. So I think that he might even call an election, justify himself, or quit, because he don't like this position that he's in. He's in a beleaguered position. And we'll see Monday, maybe we'll see tomorrow night, what did he say? I know they write the script for him right now, and he's not gonna read it. Like, I'm saying, Prime Minister, he speaks for hours about the COVID virus, and to make a Prime Minister speak, Barbados Prime Minister speak without no notes. And he comes with us with a prepared text and then walk away, like all is well. Like for the four months, they had no press conference. Everybody thought things would calm down, right? 5 months, we had Dr. Dodd say nothing. Nobody said nothing. And people go back to partying, fist rifle. Now they say now they have three strands now. Brazil have a variant. Even Colombia strain is back in the States. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, there's three strains now at Dr. Moore's hospital. The CEO said it, and I think yesterday, he said his hospital have three strains, Colombian variant, Brazil variant, and now the Delta variant are in Miami.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Interesting.
All right.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yes.
All right.
Good. It says, Dr. Seymour here. How much data do you need? Man, stop misinforming my Bahamian people. Me misinforming Bahamian people? No. You have me confused. You have me quite confused. All right? So if you believe what you want to believe, that's fine. I have looked at this over and over, and there's a risk of VITT with AstraZeneca. But the numbers that are reported, now if you got your own set of numbers, then we got to be operating the same set of facts. The numbers that have been reported are very small compared to the number of people who have taken the vaccine. Okay? I don't know how else to help you. You do as you wish. You may have a platform, you have something. Please don't speak to me about misinforming people. That's not what I do. Okay? Respectfully. If you feel that you have some information, you feel free to go on your platform and share whatever information you have, and let's see if it withstands scrutiny. This is one I've never met, 52, but I'm really intrigued by that brother. I can't really grasp everything he says, but he seems well-versed in science. He really should explain what he says more, though. Thanks. All right. I heard Dr. Forbes say there were a few breakthrough cases, but they were not hospitalized. And what is with this new narrative about vaccinated people dropping down dead? These people have no evidence to support these claims. I want everyone to be persuaded just because they say so. That is not how things work. You're supposed to back your claims with verifiable data and facts. Thank you. Who's this person? Someone send this man or woman a cookie. Please, you come to me and make an assertion. Present no facts and expect me to just believe it. I come to you and state facts, yet you will not accept them because they don't line up with your belief. So I can't go to sleep at night knowing I'm, you know, not making any sense, knowing I'm just trying to please everybody and conform into their narrative. You start doing that, you wouldn't know which way is up. You follow your own mores, and that's it, all right? You got to present facts and data to me to believe what you are saying. I am in the business of verifiable facts. I don't traffic in stuff. If you tell me the PCR test being abandoned because you say that it can't tell the difference between influenza and SARS, then you need to bring me something to back that up. Because everything I have read says different. And that's just the way it is. And you can get mad, and you can't want to tune in, and you want to cuss me. It just can be what it is. That's just how I operate. All right, let's go to call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCarthy.
Yeah.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
I have a concern that you might be able to address.
I'll try.
You said something about the hospital earlier, right?
Okay.
And there's some short-term parking at the hospital where you just able to go in, do what you got to do, and come out within 30 minutes. And the staff is taking and occupying all the short-term parking, and the securities are protecting them. Mm-hmm. And you have to go search all the way in the parking lot to walk back to where you need to go to the pharmacy in order to try and get sorted out.
I see.
And the staff is parking in the parking lot, in the parking space, where the short-term people, where you just go in the pharmacy, get your medication, come back out, and leave.
Right. Now,
and if you don't believe me, one day, if you sit up there one day and you watch it, you'll just shake your head.
It's not that I don't believe you, but I'll say this. That's unfortunate, but I think you do need to give a consideration to the staff at the hospital considering what's going on right now.
But that been happening before the pandemic was happening.
Oh, well, that shouldn't be then. No. Yeah.
Before that.
Yeah.
This ain't just happening. This been happening a long time. I was supposed to tell you that long time, but
right. Now, I don't know how I can address it, but I can certainly take a look at it.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, take care. Thanks, man.
No problem. It says AstraZeneca has a better safety record in Europe as far as deaths in Europe per million doses. Yes, that's what I've read as well. It says a serological analysis after a Pfizer injection showed that the blood cell aggregated and clumped together and also changed shape and displayed some changes in the cell nucleus. Not enough time has passed to assess chromosomal and cytotoxic and epigenetic changes in cell tissue, the vaccine, and the interstitial tissue. Yep, people have a concern about the adjuvants in the Pfizer vaccine. Please don't close the beaches. It's too hot, man. It is pretty hot. I wanted to get to breakthrough cases, but we're not going to have enough time to do it justice. Did the wharf by Senior Frogs really get filled in? Filled in with what? Not as of yesterday. I try to go once a day that route if I can, to see the progress of the wharf development. Now, what they're doing is they're putting down support structures, I think, for the marina. But no, the wharf isn't filled in, that I can see. Not, maybe there's a portion of it you're talking about? I don't know, but not that I could see. I'll double check again. Someone saying it is getting filled in. Which part? Which part is getting filled in? The entire wharf? What do we mean when we say wharf? A little part by Senior Frogs? Maybe. I didn't see it. It says, one, I'm wondering if these spike cases have to do with persons who have passed from the vaccine, who have been exhibiting signs of COVID and being called COVID death. The 26-year-old who died on July 14th, took one dose of the vaccine, experienced severe symptoms thereafter and died. Now if there's another 26-year-old who died with COVID, I'd like to know. I don't know. I'll pass by the by Senior Frogs today and find out for sure. It says, good afternoon, McCartney. What's going on with Prince George Wharf being filled in with the water taxis came in? Can you confirm this is happening and who authorized this? I can't confirm. I don't know. Somebody's telling me it is. I gotta go check. I just told you I deal with verifiable data. I gotta go check it. I didn't see it, but upon thinking about it, if they're going in the back where Senior Frogs is, I may not have caught my eye. It says, "Hi, Emancipation Day, the Great Free Slave Day, will be suspended again in our country. Do you get their drift?" He may do some sort of thing on emancipation. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. It says the staff is parking there because PMH took away all their parking with new buildings and did not make up for the lost space elsewhere. Staff even have to pay for parking and walk back to PMH. If they can't find parking and decide to call in instead, who will take care of the patients? Yeah, I think you got to give the staff a bligh on that one. You know what I mean? Now I got to go check out the wharf. Now, one, I know business owners who would park right in front of establishments, making it even more difficult for customers to park. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Rodney, how are you doing, sir?
I'm okay. How's it going?
Everything right. Sorry, two quick points. I'll be respectful. This is Rodney. You know, after what happened last night, the Prime Minister, buddy, Alan Chesnick, you know, anything can happen tomorrow, right? You forgot me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, see, I spoil these things. Did you know Chesnick, Menace, and Mooney, they come in publicly and they endorse Donald Trump. And you know, last night, the whole cabinet get wiped out?
Mm-hmm.
You notice that, right?
That what?
Last night, in the general election in St. Lucia. St. Lucia, right?
St. Lucia, yes, I saw that. They got wiped out, yeah.
No, but no, you might know or you might not know, Hubert Minnis and Alan Chesnick are best buddies. You know, it was them two who went to Mar-a-Lago along with Haitian President Mooney. Do you know, they publicly endorsed, and I have the video, they publicly endorsed Donald Trump, and they tell Donald Trump they hope he get reelected. You know that, right?
Okay.
And last thing but least, the Prime Minister can be serious. When you have nothing against Wales, when you have a man like Ronald Wales, who have no idea of the health of America running the country, healthcare, and this time. Well, prove to you another thing. The government can't be serious. Why are you taking vacation on the country in crisis? That makes sense to you?
Why am I?
No, why is Stuart Minnis and the African government taking a vacation from those family for being in crisis? That make sense to you?
Yeah, I don't get the long vacation. It makes sense in the sense that they wanted to thing them.
But no, Mr. Carney, last thing, the election will be in October, because you know why? You listening?
Yeah.
Up on the last night, Marvin Dames, Devin Banster, Adrian Wright, everybody campaigning. Election will, listen to me carefully, this man don't care nothing about no people's health care. All this man trying to do is trying to win elections by stupid means. How could, Mr. McCartney, some people, their whole life, they never take medicines, needles, or pills. How you could tell them they can't campaign? The next thing you know, you tell them they can't vote? That makes sense to you?
I gotta go, Dave. I don't know what you're trying to say. Someone sent me a picture. They're doing a thing. Yeah, it does look like they're filling it in. Yep. Yes, it does. I guess they're trying to create more land. Now, this looks like... This doesn't look like by Senior Frogs, though. Let me see. Is this by Senior Frogs? Or is this by a different part where they're doing this? It's closer to the thingam, right? To, like, Pirate Republic, the bear place, right? The brewery? That's what it looks like. I'll figure it out. All right. This says, one, it's not a fact just because Dr. Forbes says the people who are not vaccinated are the ones that are dying. Do you have the data? Did you verify the data? I'm concerned by the possibility that a narrative is being pushed. See, one, if people who are vaccinated are dying, then perhaps there's something afoot. I don't have the data. No one has presented me with the data. This is what she has said. All right. I don't have that information. Let's do a call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
How's it going?
Hello. McCartney?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
I'm good. You are in the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
The stupidest things these people has come to you and ask you about.
Mm-hmm.
You just go sleep nighttime, Mr. McCartney?
If I do what?
You could sleep nighttime?
I sleep pretty well, yeah.
You sleep pretty good?
Yeah, I don't get like a lot of sleep, but I sleep pretty good.
I mean, the stupidest things that people have come to you and asking you, you know, now as far as is the parking place and at the hospital, is the place, a building there called Eddington House, is the parking lot there. If you are an Anglican, you don't have to pay anything. But if you're not an Anglican, you could park there and you could pay $1. And go to the hospital and do your business and come out, jump in your car and come back home.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I empathize with the gentleman with the parking, but mm-hmm. What's going on at the hospital? You gotta, you know.
Yeah. Eddington House is a parking lot right there. If you're not an Anglican, you will have to pay $1, just $1, and walk to the hospital and go and do your business and leave and come back home.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. That I used to park there when I would take my mom to.
Yes.
Her clinic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. McCartney.
All
take
right.
care.
Thanks. Yeah. I don't take y'all on at night. You know, I want y'all to know. Like, I don't. go home and dwell on it. I got a whole other set of things going on. But you do have my attention during the show. Okay, someone sent me something. I see. Okay. This is, so where is this? Let's see if we can, is this an accurate depiction of downtown? Is that the Churchill Building? Is this Rawson Square? What, I don't even know what I'm looking at. This is a Churchill Building. And this is, I don't recognize this building. Anyway, I'm trying to place. Okay, I see. So from, it looks like from the eastern edge of Pompey Square, or thereabouts, up to the walkway to get to the ships, they are filling in. Yep, that's what it looks like. And they're also look like they're going to be filling in a bit farther out to the north in the area opposite Pompey Square in order to facilitate the marina. All right, so we figured it out. See, we figured it out together. Look at God. All right? So, we got there together, Scooby and Shaggy, Velma, Daphne. If it wasn't for you pesky kids. All right, let's take a phone call. Are we out of time? All right, we're out of time. Okay. So, we figure that mystery out. You guys take care out there. And remember to be safe. Have a great day, Bahamas.
The Revolution of Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, Atlantis Paradise Island, the Aligo app, Bronze Electric Motors, and Wendy's.